You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iron. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. You can check out my picks for games in week three up there against the spread and straight up. We had the Browns win as expected there against the Steelers on Thursday night. Pulled away, got a garbage touchdown late. If you played the Browns defense, you were very happy about that. If you were looking for the Steelers to cover and the under, that didn't quite happen in the game. So unfortunately, we didn't get it all from last night's game, but there were some things to take away. We'll break those things down for you here as we close the week here on a Friday. We'll also get to our injury updates. We will get the official statuses later on Friday, but we have a good indication of who's in and who's out here for week number three for the Sunday and Monday affairs here. So we'll break that down for you. We'll also look at some DFS here. So what we like to do is look at FanDuel cash games, DraftKings tournaments, and some suggestions there. And then we're going to go through Prize Picks, five picks for you there that you can consider or think about there when you're doing your Prize Picks projections for week number three. So action-packed way to end the week. We'll get into it in a moment. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We are free and available to you on all platforms. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, let's dive right into the injuries here. We'll go by position. There was some concern about Lamar Jackson here with the right elbow injury. We know Matthew Stafford, that caused some consternation in the preseason, but Lamar Jackson's going to be good to go. He got a full practice in there on Thursday, so that's a good indication he'll play and not be limited against the Patriots this week. We know Dak Prescott is not going to play. Cooper Rush gets to start there Monday night at the Giants. Davis Mills has a right thumb issue here that we're concerned about, but the bigger concern is on the road against the Bears this week. I think he has a little bit of value for streaming, but not going to go there because Mills typically doesn't play well on the road. Justin Herbert, this is a big one we've been tracking for a long time now because they played on Thursday night in week two. The Chargers did. The ribs injury was painful. He got it out at the end of that game through a garbage touchdown late to Josh Palmer. So we thought there was a good chance he would play if he got the rest here. Just a pain tolerance issue with ribs. We know that. But I think Herbert is going to suit up here. Every day he's feeling a little bit better. He's had that extra time. And by Sunday afternoon, it'll be the late afternoon window early in Los Angeles, he'll be good to go. So I think you can play Herbert without worrying too much about it. He's a tough dude, and I know that he's going to try to play his best against the Jaguars. It's a very good matchup this week as well. Jameis Winston still going to play through that back and ankle injury. Didn't look good against the Buccaneers last week, so would pause on him against the Panthers on the road. Zach Wilson getting close to return. Joe Flacco is going to get another start here against the Bengals, but we could see Zach Wilson interrupt this Flacco AFC North reunion tour next week against the Steelers. So watch out for that. And we got to be inspired there with what we saw with Jacoby Brissett here and picking up that Steelers defense and really picking it apart on Thursday night. We'll get into a little bit more with that. With James Conner, this was a concern with the shoulder injury. People rushed to pick up Darrell Williams or Eno Benjamin. Still a good idea to see how it plays out. They are playing a late window game, so we're not going to know for sure until they're in the second window, late around 3 o'clock Eastern time, if he's going to play. But I would expect Conner right now trending towards playing with that shoulder. There was expectation he would, and I think the team is feeling that as well. So we'll monitor that. J.K. Dobbins got into full practices. He looks like he's going to return there against the Patriots. We're going to feel a little bit of confidence in that, but the knee issue there is troubling because it's lingered a little bit. But if he's in there, I would expect him to be on a pitch count and work in with that committee. That Ravens running game hasn't done a lot here in the early going. The Patriots have been decent against the run early, so we'll see how it plays out, but I would stay away from Dobbins this week. Christian McCaffrey, this scared everyone when he came up with an ankle injury there, limited in practice. He made a funny joke there. If he leaves to go take a bathroom break, people are going to think he's on the injury report. So Christian McCaffrey, I think, is well aware that he's had these little nicks there that keep him on this list. Last week, there was a shin kind of bruise that got him on there. So it's something always with Christian McCaffrey, but he's fully expected to play this week. And Saints, we could really use here some more volume and better usage for Christian McCaffrey, especially in the passing game from Ben McAdoo in this Panthers offense. Now, DeAndre Swift, he should be good to go. Played through the ankle last week. He got a limited practice. That should be fine. Josh Jacobs has an illness. Don't love the matchup this week against the Titans, but again, Jacobs is going to be available if you need him. Brandon Bolden could return. That could cut into Jacobs' work in the passing game. Alvin Kamara here for the Saints. He's got rib issues, but I think he'll play this week. He has two good limited practices here, so they feel better about him suiting up against the Panthers. If he's playing, he's in your lineup. Tyrion Davis-Price is not going to play for the 49ers with that ankle injury, so it'll be a committee of Jeff Wilson Jr. and Jordan Mason against the Denver Broncos this week in Denver. Tampa Bay, they're going to have Leonard Fournette in. They have a lot of wide receiver issues, but Leonard Fournette's going to play through that hamstring. He promises more touchdowns. Playoff Lenny wants to come through for a fantasy football team. I think you'll see him find the end zone here against the Packers. Dontrell Hilliard, good chance to return for the Titans, give them a little extra weapon out of the backfield to catch passes to complement Derrick Henry against the Raiders. At wide receiver, Rondell Moore is still on the shelf. That means more of Greg Dortch against the Rams this week, as well as Zach Ertz. They're basically two top targets here without Moore and without DeAndre Hopkins suspended here for four more games. Andy Isabella should return to give Kyler Murray another target in that game with a back injury. Devin Duvernay, some concern. He had a concussion. He scored three touchdowns already, two by the reception in week one, then had that kickoff return opener against the Dolphins to set the tone. So Duvernay using his speed well, concussion should be available. James Prochet also could return here to help Lamar Jackson with that growing injury. Gabe Davis should be playing against the Dolphins, so 1 week missed on the Monday Nighter there, got hurt late in the week, so that probably prompted him not to be able to go, but I think he'll be back here for the Bills against that Dolphins secondary, minus one Byron Jones and Xavier Howard also battling a bit of an injury with a growing. Michael Gallup has 2 days more to get ready for the Giants. He had a full practice with a knee injury, so I think the indications are that he'll return. They need him in the passing game to help CeeDee Lamb and Noah Brown for Cooper Rush, but be careful. I think they might limit his snaps here in his first game back. I think that's the way to go. I think if you overwork a guy the way we saw the Bucks with Chris Godwin, you can injure someone else, and we've seen that. So we want Gallup to be careful in the lineup. I don't love the upside here with Cooper Rush, however, at quarterback. He didn't play with Rush last year when Rush made the start. Jerry Jeudy looks like he's going to be out here with a shoulder injury more so than his ribs injury, so make other plans there if you're counting on the Broncos. Number two, KJ Hamler looks like he may return, have a little bit of a bigger role, but don't forget about the rookie Montrell Washington and other weapons that they could throw to there in Denver after Cortland Sutton. Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson, Randall Cobb, all these guys didn't practice. Ankle for Lazard, hamstring for Watkins and Watson, and we had an illness for Cobb. I think all these guys are going to play. I think the Packers are managing their workload in the middle of practice weeks to make sure they can go here because all these guys got unlimited practice on Wednesday. So my good feeling is that they're going to all be out there, but just double check. There it is, a late afternoon kick again against the Buccaneers. Michael Pittman should return here with a quad injury. We'll see. I think Friday will be an important day for him. Concussion for Alec Pierce. He's over that. He will be good to go here. Juju Smith-Schuster is fine with a shoulder injury. Justin Watson is also good to go. And Mecole Hardman should play through a heel injury for the Chiefs all in Indianapolis. Hunter Renfro, prepare to be without him. It could turn in the way that T. Higgins did last week, but two missed practices for Renfro. He got hurt, remember, late in overtime there against the Cardinals, so not looking good there for him to be cleared to play against the Titans. Keenan Allen will watch the hamstring, but he should be good to go to return after missing 1 week there. Van Jefferson going to miss another game for the Rams. Cedric Wilson Jr. probably going to be available with a ribs and toe injury for the Dolphins as number three behind Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Jacoby Myers, one to watch here. Knee injuries, missed two practices. That's usually not a good sign here, especially with the Patriots. So let's watch out for him. But if you need Myers as a wide receiver three this week, you might have to pivot maybe to Nelson Agholor in the same game against the Ravens. Tre'Quan Smith and Deontay Hardy will be out there for the Saints. Wan'Dale Robinson going to miss another game for the Giants, it looks like here. One missed practice is early. It'll have to be a little bit dramatic change on Friday and Saturday to see if he'll go on Monday. Kadarius Toney, going to play with the hamstring, but you can't trust him. Corey Davis, a little bit concerning there. I don't think you play Corey Davis against the Bengals, but if he's limited and has some issues here, it popped up in the injury report midweek, usually not a good sign. That's going to definitely help the value of Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore, that matchup, which would be high-volume passing again for Joe Flacco against Cincinnati. Quez Watkins should play through his illness for the Eagles. Mike Evans will not be playing for the Buccaneers. So Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, those are the real injury issues. Evans with the suspension. Godwin with the hamstring, not looking good here. I think he's going to be out for a few more weeks. Julio Jones just doesn't practice anymore, it doesn't seem like. So you can't count on him. So probably Russell Gage, Rashad Perriman, and Scotty Miller are going to be three receivers. By the way, all three of those guys have issues. Gage with the hamstring, Perriman with the knee, Miller with a calf, but they all have to be out there for Tom Brady helping him in that matchup. Now, Treylon Burks had an ankle injury, so there's a little bit of concern early in the week, but full practice, he's good to go. And Kyle Phillips, his fellow rookie there that the Titans like, are both good here. Phillips with that shoulder injury played there on Monday night. I think the biggest thing is get Kyle Phillips off special teams. Two muffed plays here. Get him off there. Get him into the offense a little bit more, Tennessee. All right, now, tight end Isaiah Likely hurting behind Mark Andrews of the growing, so not maybe see as many two tight end sets there. Dawson Knox is good to go with his foot injury there against the Dolphins, looking like that. Hayden Hurst, good to go with the growing against the Jets. Dalton Schultz is going to miss Monday night with a knee injury for the Cowboys. TJ Hawkinson should be good to go with the hip. Brevin Jordan and Pharaoh Brown might be missing the Bears game, so we'll see if O.J. Howard can get a few more looks here after having the two-touchdown game in week one, then disappearing in week two. I'm not going to trust him. Gerald Everett still could have a big role here, but I'm looking at Donald Parham Jr., and he's got the hamstring, but Everett is the guy right now playing really well for the Chargers. Taysom Hill is going to play through his rib injury. There could see a little bit less in workload with Kamara back. TJ Uzomah should return for his revenge game against the Bengals with a hamstring injury. George Kittle looks good here to return. Again, they're playing on Sunday night, so let's watch those reports there on Sunday morning to make sure he's good to go. Right now, Ross Dwelly's looked like a really good backup. Once again, remember, Dwelly's had a good pass filling in for Kittle, so that could be a pivot you could make. He did score a 38-yard touchdown last week. Keep in mind that Tyler Kroft missed last week's game there in the second half of the knee injury, so he's out here. And we have a kicker injury. If you're relying on Harrison Butker, it looks like we're going to see more of Matt Amendola in Indianapolis this week. So there's a look at your key injuries there and what we think is going to happen with all these players based on the information we have available, and we'll get the official designations later. Quick note on Thursday Night Football here. Not a lot of action there. Not a lot of surprises there. Nick Chubb dominated the game. Amari Cooper looked excellent as well. David Njoku was the big takeaway for me for the Browns. They woke him up a little bit. Harrison Bryant had multiple injuries going in. They kind of faded Bryant pretty hard here. Maybe he had a directive to get Brissett to get the ball to Njoku playing off the running game. So that's what they were doing. They used still a lot of 12 personnel, but a lot of Cooper and Njoku. They simplified their offense. So Cooper and Njoku, Chubb, and Hunt seem to be the guys that are going to help Brissett most playing off that very good offensive line. But Brissett has really impressed me. He's getting the ball to the playmakers, Cooper and Njoku. So good stuff there to see. And the Browns defense didn't look very good for a while. They got a late sack and then that turnover that ended up being a touchdown. So that was a bit fortunate. So they ended up with a nice fantasy day because of that score. But it was looking a little bit hairy against Mitchell Trubisky until that wild lateral garbage at the end of the game. Now for the Steelers, Najee Harris, good for him. He looked better for sure. He scored a touchdown, but it's hurting these other guys for sure. Deontay Johnson looks great out there, but Mitchell Trubisky very inconsistent about getting the ball. George Pickens made it ridiculous catch. He got targeted in the end zone later in the game. Didn't come up with it. They keep forcing Chase Claypool into the action. And Pat Freiermuth, what a disappointment in that one. I don't know what you're thinking with Mitchell Trubisky. He's all over the board and who he's targeting, how he's getting the ball accurate. But Mitchell Trubisky, this Steelers offense needs a change. It's just too tough here to watch. And we want Najee Harris to be more involved in the pass game. We want him to run more effectively. I think Pickett being more mobile and willing to run is also going to help him. And also unlock Pickens a little bit, unlock Claypool, make Johnson see more accurate balls downfield. Remember that play where Johnson was wide open and Trubisky missed him way to the inside there. So we just need Kenny Pickett there ASAP in Pittsburgh to help our Steelers offensive skill players. And Cleveland, the offensive skill players looking great with Jacoby Brissett filling in. They're both teams are now 2-1. So Brissett has been much better than expected, and give Kevin Stefanski and that Browns offensive coaching staff a lot of credit. They've looked really good here in the first three games of the season. All right, there's your breakdown of your injury report and a little bit of takeaways and talk from Thursday Night Football. We will get into our FanDuel DraftKings picks there, cash games and tournaments for you with our next segment. Before we do that, I got to tell you about Brightco Jewelry and Watch Insurance. Yeah, look, we've all had these stories where things go haywire and we're trying to do something special and our furniture or our situation doesn't cooperate with what we want here with our proposal. You could be out on the water. That's always not fun if you lose your ring that you're about to give to your future fiance and see it fall into the water. We've seen it at the pier. We've seen it at the boat. Well, how about at a baseball game? We know that's always a popular thing. Put the announcement on the Jumbotron and say, will you marry me? Well, there's a great funny video there that they have at Brightco that you could check out about a guy at a Yankees game. He's about to do what he needs to do, get on one knee. Guess what happens? The ring goes into the seats, never to be found again. That is pretty tough there. So here's a lesson. You don't want to be that guy, and you certainly don't want it all splattered all over the internet. The guys at Brightco Jewelry Insurance will make sure you get a replacement for the full value of that ring, no matter if it's lost, stolen, or you can't figure out what happened to it. Go to bright.co/lockedon. It's the fastest, easiest, and cheapest way to cover your butt with the best jewelry insurance in the business. These guys at Brightco are geniuses. They might buy insurance for your engagement ring, your watch, or whatever so friggin' easy. You can get covered in only 2 minutes on your cell phone. You won't find a better deal on great coverage that's super affordable. Bright.co/lockedon. We all hate insurance, right? But these guys at Brightco turned the whole experience around, so it's probably the easiest thing you can do for yourself this week. No excuses, man. For $5 a month, you get totally comprehensive coverage, and it won't take you more than 2 minutes on your cell phone. Check it out. It's bright.co/lockedon. Check it out. You got to watch that proposal fail at Yankee Stadium. It's a lot of fun to watch, and maybe it's watching Aaron Judge hitting some home runs and lost track of the ring there, but it's really fun to watch. Brightco has the fun of these hilarious videos, a bunch of them that you can see for yourself at bright.co/lockedon. All right, it is time to continue the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football and look at our FanDuel and DraftKings picks for this week. And we'll separate it with cash games for FanDuel. These are guys that we're a little bit more reliable with that don't have the volatility that are going to get us the points we need with the 2x return, I should say, to give us the value we need to get to that 130-point level that we're usually going for to feel comfortable about winning our cash games. And then with the tournament, we're just shooting for the moon there. So that's how we break it down with FanDuel and DraftKings. On FanDuel, let's start there. Quarterback Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins. I like that range quite a bit. 7,700 for Stafford, 7,600 for Cousins. Great matchups this week. Cousins playing Stafford's former team, the Lions. They're really bad on the back end. And Aiden Hutchinson also hurting here with the pass rush up front. That could be a big break to get the ball down the field to Justin Jefferson. So Cousins and Jefferson, 7,600 for him, 9,500 for Jefferson. That's a stack I like in cash games that you can go for. Stafford, you can tie him in with Cooper Kupp if you want to pay up that high, or go for Allen Robinson for something a little bit cheaper there. But those are my quarterback targets there on FanDuel. Stafford, 7,700. Cousins, 7,600. On DraftKings, Justin Herbert, we talked about him in the ribs injury. He's a little cheaper than usual here at 7,400. Great matchup against the Jaguars. I think a lot of people might fade him, a little bit worried about that injury here, especially playing in the late window. But this is a good opportunity, value for Herbert, a little contrarian there that you could go at the top still. And look at the price. It's very good, 7,400. Usually do not get Herbert for that value. So attack that for sure. And here's a total contrarian pick for you. On the cheap end is Matt Ryan. If Michael Pittman Jr. and Alec Pierce are back in the lineup, the Colts are going to have a ton of volume thrown to those guys, Naeem Hines, the tight ends. They're going to be trailing the Chiefs big time. So we saw Ryan, he went well more than 300 yards in week one when they were trailing. He just didn't have the score. So last week was a disaster. They didn't score any points in the 24-0 shutout. But Matt Ryan, super cheap. No one is owning him here. And I think he can give you that return. So think about that. You could get 3K on the 5.3 to get 15.9 points. I think you could squeeze that out of Matt Ryan this week there. So interesting strategy there. But Herbert and Ryan are where I feel the best about the 3X return. All right. My cash game and tournament picks are pretty easy for running backs. I love Dalvin Cook on both ends here. So, yeah, I do like Cousins and Dalvin Cook this week. I think the Vikings are going to smash this matchup totally. Their principals are going to get it done. Justin Jefferson with Cousins and Dalvin Cook. I could see Dalvin also scoring out of the backfield of this one. So, 8,300 for him on FanDuel, 7,900 DraftKings. I also love Joe Mixon this week. Just a little bit cheaper on both sites. Joe Mixon, 8,200 on FanDuel, 7,600 on DraftKings. They're going to reestablish Joe Mixon. They need to take pressure off Joe Burrow. The Jets' run defense is not very good here. So Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook can be the heart of a very good team this week. Now, if you want to go a little bit cheaper, I have an alternative for you. Is David Montgomery, 7,100 on FanDuel, 5,900 on DraftKings. Love David Montgomery in that matchup. The Bears are dedicated to running him a lot, and they're a run-heavy team. They get the Texans at home. I think those guys are run-blocking very well for Montgomery. So really like David Montgomery. I think he'll get massive volume. I think he'll get a few looks in the passing game as well. So love that pick. So I would maybe look at Cook or Mixon and then pair him with Montgomery here. That would be a really good play. Another way you could look at it is go to James Robinson at 6,600. The Chargers, very good against the pass. They're still a little bit vulnerable against the run. Robinson should see some high volume in that game. There, the game script, I don't think it matters too much for one James Robinson because they're going to get him and Travis Etienne involved quite a bit. So really like that value at 6,600. So Dave Montgomery and James Robinson, a little bit cheaper there than Dalvin and Mixon, but good to compliments there if you're building a lineup this week. I totally love Justin Jefferson in cash games. I think in tournaments, he could be owned quite a bit. So I'm going to go more in the cash games because I think he can have a big game that's reliable with Kirk Cousins. I usually don't force a stack in cash, but I do like the Cousins-Jefferson situation and really the triple with the Cook in there as well. If you want to pivot from that, you could go with Joe Mixon instead when you think about that. Now, Jalen Waddle, there's going to be some doubts about him with that Bills secondary. But keep in mind, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, and Dane Jackson all battling injuries here. There's going to be a lot of attention, maybe double-teaming of Tyreek Hill to try to keep him away there. They play zone defense. That should open up the field for Jalen Waddle on those short passes. So 7,500 in cash games, I think he'll produce with a high floor this week, even if the ceiling is not as high as we've seen in weeks one and two. Rashad Bateman steps into a terrific matchup here. He's been red hot. Long touchdowns in week one against the Jets. Did it again last week there against the Dolphins. So the Patriots secondary cannot really cover Rashad Bateman. He's really exceeded expectations here. So I love that price in cash games as well. So Jefferson 9,500, Waddle 7,500, Bateman 6,800 on FanDuel. Let's go to the wide receivers that are the pivots there that you can think about one of these guys getting in your lineup. There, you look at Brandon Cooks, I should say, at 6,600 on FanDuel. I also like him on DraftKings. It's a great matchup this week against the Bears secondary. They have Jalen Johnson, their best corner, is banged up. They have Kendall Victor and Kyler Gordon. Gordon is a rookie. So love Brandon Cooks this week to have his best game of the season at 6,600. You can play him also on DraftKings in tournaments, but I do like Cooks a lot in cash games this week. So Jefferson, Waddle, Bateman, and Cooks. If we're going for the tournaments, here's Tyler Lockett coming off a 100-yard game with Geno Smith against the 49ers. This is a good spot. It's the Falcons, and the Falcons cannot cover the slot. They're decent on the outside with A.J. Terrell and Casey Hayward. We talked about that. That's not going to be good news for DK Metcalf, but we know Geno Smith loves Tyler Lockett. This is a big game for him. This Falcons defense, not very threatening. You can push the ball downfield against them in the middle of the field. So love the potential of Tyler Lockett to keep going here as we continue to fade Metcalf in this Seahawks passing game. All right, Darnell Mooney. This one is our Matt Ryan here at the same exact price, $5,300 on DraftKings. They have vowed to get Darnell Mooney more involved. This Texans secondary is a mess. I think they'll try to get him matched up on the rookie Derek Stingley Jr., working maybe inside. They need to scheme Mooney open. He is their number one wide receiver. I think you'll see a little bit of overcorrection on him and Cole Kmet after the first 2 weeks. Everyone is obviously looking at how poorly these guys have been targeted and performing in relation to Fields and low volume. I think the volume happens this week. I think this is going to be a game where the Bears opening things up again. Again, two tough matchups. We talked about this quite a bit. Darnell Mooney, I think, is going to come through this week for you. Again, it's risky. We're not saying it doesn't come with risk, but it is, again, contrarian. People are so down on Darnell Mooney that 5,300, watch out, especially he being a big play guy. We've seen him. He can rock it and have a big game and explode for that. And that's like, I like that potential. So 15.9 on the return for Mooney. I could see that happening easily. And Chris Olave, I also like him in cash games. They're on FanDuel 5,500. Michael Thomas and this offense, seeing Olave get more work. He had 13 targets last week. Jameis Winston starting to trust him. This secondary for the Panthers is not bad, but I like Olave a lot. The talent of Olave really standing out here. So I love that price for him at $5,500, $4,500. I do like him more in tournaments this week because he's a big play guy, and we can see some things happen there. For him, much like Garrett Wilson exploding last week for the Jets, he's at $4,500. Olave on DraftKings. Now my defense and my tight end are the same here this week. We'll start with the defense. I'm going to go with the Panthers. Yes, I just recommended Olave, but I think Jameis Winston can take some sacks and make some mistakes here, so you're still going to get some decent value. Plus, the Panthers are one of the cheapest on the board, $3,900 on FanDuel, $2,600 on DraftKings. Didn't quite work out with the Bengals last week with that big comeback that we saw by the Cowboys playing really well in that matchup, but again, how low can you go to get some decent return? I think the Panthers are where it's at this week, there to maximize your value. And a tight end, it's Kyle Pitts. We're going to go for him again here. $5,600 on FanDuel, $4,800 on DraftKings. I don't care what format. Kyle Pitts is never going to be cheaper and a better deal. And we know the Seahawks defense is terrible against a tight end early. They've struggled against the likes of Andrew Beck and Ross Dwelly. It hasn't even been a lot of George Kittle and Albert Okwuegbunam out there. It's been the backups that they've struggled against. So Seahawks, no Jamal Adams. This has got to be the rev-up game for Kyle Pitts. And again, we talked about how much we like him and Drake London and Marcus Mariota this week because the Seahawks defense stinks. So this has to be the game for Kyle Pitts. It's kind of like we've been waiting for Dalvin Cook to explode. He gets the great matchup against the Lions. We've been waiting for Kyle Pitts to be Kyle Pitts, that third overall tight end on the board behind Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews. It happens this week, and we feel really good about it there. The matchup is just too good for Arthur Smith, who we think is still pretty sharp, to not get his tight end the ball and Mariota to oblige here this week. All right, we will close the show with our price picks pick. So we'll dive into those there, the projections that we're targeting here on either side of the equation. We'll do that for you in our final segment. But I do have to tell you about our title sponsor once again. That is Bet Online. That's right. BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting information of the season. You can find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. Yeah, it's great. You can find what you need to get in on the action in the right way. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sporting wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. It's good to know that, because in-game betting is huge, and BetOnline really makes it easy for you. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events is only at BetOnline.net, including NFL, MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to BetOnline.net or use a mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to close the show and look at our Prize Picks, picks of the week. Prize Picks, check it out there. It's very easy to get in on Prize Picks. Again, all you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players, and they've scored more or less than their Prize Picks projection. You can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. Check it out at PrizePicks.com. That's the promo code Locked On there. So daily fantasy made easy at Prize Picks. And here are Prize Picks picks for week number 3. Let's start with Lamar Jackson. I know he's got the right elbow injury, but this Patriots secondary, we talked about Rashad Bateman doing some damage. Mark Andrews having a nice game here this week. It really, James Prochet is back, and Devin Duvernay looks like he's going to play. So 215.5 is your passing projection here for Lamar Jackson. I'm going over. I think he's going to hit 220 at least in this game. It may be close, but I feel good about Lamar putting the ball up in the air. The Ravens still can't run the ball here. I don't think J.K. Dobbins coming back in is going to help them too much. Lamar feeling it in the downfield passing game. He can get a lot of this on one pass. I mean, I could see him throw a 50-yard pass to Bateman. We've seen that. Long pass to Duvernay. So he's a long ball thrower, but he can also get the intermediate routes to Mark Andrews. 215.5 is a very low total with the way Lamar Jackson is throwing the ball at this stage. Now, Tua Tagovailoa, I don't love him in fantasy because it could be a turnover mess. I don't know if he's going to get the touchdowns we need here for what we're looking at. I would expect a big drop-off in his passing yardage from the 469 he put up it in the big comeback against the Ravens with those 6 TDs. But 259.5 for his passing yards, I like the over on that because however you look at this one, he's going to have to throw a ton. There's no way that they're going to be able to move the ball running or the short to intermediate game there. They're not going to be dinking and dunking. They're going to look for Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle a lot. I mentioned the 3 injuries there, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, and Dane Jackson. That's 3/4 of the starting secondary that's left without Tre'Davious White. Tua's going to have to put up. They're not going to run at all. Chase Edmonds and Raheem Mostert are going to struggle to get going at the Bills. There's going to be some garbage volume there. So 259.5 is very modest for a team that should be trailing. And they're at home this week, so you can feel good about him throwing in garbage time as well. So 259.5, taking the over there. Dalvin Cook, we loved him in DFS. We like him in season long. 78.5 rushing yards. Yeah, we're taking the over on that. I think he comes through. Dalvin is going to go off on the Lions. I see Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson passing the Vikings out to a big lead here. Dalvin Cook playing closer. I do like them to take care of business against the Lions at home. They did play much better at home in week 1 than they did on the road against the Eagles in week 2. Dalvin rebounds. He gets going finally here in this one. They know they need to get him going. 78.5, I think he goes for 90 to 100 rushing yards in this one against the Lions. All right, the next guy we look at is Darnell Mooney. We talked about him. 3.5 receptions there for Darnell Mooney against the Texans. I think he gets at least 5 catches in this game. They're going to get him going, so I think we'll clear this one. I do like Darnell Mooney as a Prize Picks pick. I think if it was at 4.5, I'd feel a little bit shaky about it, but I think they'll get Mooney involved for at least 4 to 5 receptions here in this game against the Texans. The secondary is no good at all for Houston. Marcus Mariota ran nuts over the Saints there in week 1. He restrained his running a little bit against the Rams last week there, but this is a good chance to get going. Again, no Jamal Adams in the middle of that Seahawks defense to blitz him. There's linebackers there are okay with the Jordan Brooks, but Mariota can take off and run 29.5. We almost got there with Kyler Murray last week. It was just one little scramble away from getting there with him against the Raiders. This week, Mariota, I think, will come through for us against the Seahawks. He'll take off and run. A lot of holes in that front 7 of the Seahawks defense. He may be flushed out a few times there to make those plays extended, but 29.5, I think Mariota is going to do some good running. I do like the Falcons to win that game. You might be understanding that when I'm going with Drake London and Kyle Pitts to have nice games here and Tyler Lockett to come back on the other side and put up some numbers for the Seahawks. I just think the Falcons actually have more weapons, if you think about it, with the Cordarrelle Patterson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London. So I do like Mariota as a streamer this week. because of the running, because of the passing, and I think 29.5 for Prize Picks is a very reasonable number that we can hit there with his rushing yards. And I'm going to look at the QB rushing yards almost every week. I love those because it's fun to watch and something that can develop in the game. And again, we got really close to hitting that. We feel really good about our passing yardage props with Lamar Jackson and Tua there to project them to hit those numbers here. And Dalvin Cook and Darnell Mooney as well. So those numbers are really good here for Prize Picks and our projections this week with those five guys. Lamar Jackson, Tua Tagovailoa over their passing yardage, Dalvin Cook and Marcus Mariota over their rushing yardage, and Darnell Mooney over his reception total here for week number three. So there you have it. There's another week of Locked On Fantasy Football, another edition of the Friday Lineup Friday in the books for you. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Our next episode will be our Monday reactions there to what happened on Sunday of week three. So we'll break it down. We'll play Panic or Patience, guys that are making us freak out with their disappointing performances. We'll look at Are We For Real? We're going to break down players that had big performances out of nowhere and whether we want to believe in them going forward. And then we'll also look at the key injury updates that come out of week three. So we'll start it again, this progressive known as Locked On Fantasy Football on Monday. Now make your second listen, the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Check out the picks for this week. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis you need in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. For Locked On Fantasy Football, have a great weekend. Good luck in all your fantasy football matchups, whether you're playing season-long or DFS, and we'll catch you on Monday to break it all down for you again.